Unit 5. An interview with YouTube star Lily Singh.
Hello, and welcome to today's interview with Lily Singh, a well-known Canadian YouTube star. She's better known by her YouTube username, Superwoman. So welcome, Lily, to our show. First of all, what made you decide to start making YouTube videos?
A few reasons, actually. I was coming out of a really difficult time, and I wanted a way to cheer myself up and also cheer other people up. And then I discovered YouTube, which was a great platform to express myself and spread positivity. And from a business point of view, when I discovered YouTube, I saw that there were no South Asian females doing it. So I thought it was a great opportunity to create a niche market.
When did you first realize you were famous? And what was your reaction?
I wouldn't say I'm famous yet, but I'm starting to get recognized. The first time people approached me in a mall, it was just overwhelming and I didn't know what to make of it. And it still is. I'm always shocked because you don't realize those numbers on the internet actually reflect real people. And then when you go to an event and there's thousands of people that came to see you, it's always just overwhelming, shocking, and thrilling every single time. And I don't think that'll ever go away.
What's the craziest and/or most memorable thing a fan has ever done?
I've had fans do some pretty awesome things. I had one fan give me her mother's ring. I've got him some pretty intense stuff. And I always get drawings from fans, which is also pretty cool.
I noticed you started working together with some other famous YouTubers. How do you all know each other, and how do you make this happen?
Yeah, so the YouTube world is sometimes a bit weird. You sometimes make friends the way you're always taught not to do, which is making friends with strangers. I've made a majority of my YouTube friends by tweeting them and saying, "Hey, come over, let's shoot something." And then two strangers will just meet up, talk, and shoot something. Or we'll meet at conventions.
Have you ever thought about expanding into other things like acting or television, screenwriting, or writing a book?
Yes, definitely. I think one of the things about me is that I need to constantly challenge myself. So I want to keep making YouTube videos twice a week for sure, but I also want to write a book, and I definitely want to try film and television. I want to do everything I can possibly do to step outside the box.
Your job gives you lots of opportunities to travel. Do you travel mostly to give motivational speeches? And what is your favorite place you've been to?
I do travel a lot. I travel for a lot of things. I travel for shoots, to perform, host events, have meetings, do motivational speeches, and do stand-up comedy. So lots of reasons to travel. And I've been to a lot of amazing places, but two that have stuck out are Mumbai and Singapore. There's a whole bunch of places I would like to go this year, but we'll just have to stay tuned for that.
Okay, got any advice for other people who want to do something cool like acting, screenwriting, or making YouTube videos, but are too afraid to put themselves out there and feel pressured to go the safe route?
I would say life is about decisions, and if you want to do something cool, when else are you going to do it? We all have to make that decision in our lives, like, do I want to do what I love, or do I want to take the safe route? And obviously, not taking the safe route is absolutely terrifying. And while my job is exciting, it is also extremely challenging. And one piece of advice I actually heard was, if you keep having a plan B, you'll never give your plan A 100%. So I'm a big believer in taking risks sometimes. You only live once. You have got to take the risk.
Got any final messages for your fans or any new projects you'd like to promote?
I will say I'm planning some huge things, which I can't talk about yet, but I will say you can expect me to be traveling a lot more in the future. It's going to be big and it's going to be awesome. So stay tuned. You guys rock!